call in, talk to any of the guests. You can on the Cure Hotline, 615-844-5600. Again, that's 615-844-5600. And I'm beyond thrilled for this next segment called This Girl Can. As you just heard, it's going to feature a local female athlete. And, I mean, could you get much better than Vanderbilt's Jordan Cambridge? Jordan, welcome into the studio today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So you grew up in the Nashville area, went to Innsworth. Just give me a little bit about your background.
Yeah, so I've lived in Nashville my entire life. I started in public school. I went to Head Middle Magnet. And then around seventh grade, I wanted to go somewhere that I could also expand my basketball career to. So I decided to go to Innsworth. That's where my older brother was at the time. So I went there and I finished my career there and obviously started getting recruited. And then I ended up at Vanderbilt, still in Nashville. So
whenever you were first getting recruited by Vanderbilt, whenever you committed, when was it? What was the moment that you were like, holy cow, this is my hometown team?
They started talking to me a little bit like at the end of my seventh grade year. So like going into eighth grade, they were probably my second offer. That seems like a very long time ago. But I didn't really realize the extent of everything that was happening as I was getting recruited by like anyone until I was probably in high school. I was like, okay, well, this is getting serious. I'm about to go to college. Like, I have a lot of decisions to make, like, what's important to me right now. So, yeah.
And whenever you were growing up, did you ever go to Vanderbilt women's basketball games?
I actually didn't really grow up a Vanderbilt fan. Like, I didn't realize, like, Vanderbilt.
Oh, it comes out.
And the truth is out. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, but I grew up kind of, like, watching Tennessee. But when I started getting recruited and I was like, oh, I can actually play basketball somewhere at a high level, that's when I was like, oh, let me like look into Vanderbilt a little bit. And I start like becoming a fan. So when I was like probably in sixth grade, going seventh grade, I started coming to a lot of games. I'm like, wow, this is great. And then they started really recruiting me and I started coming on campus. I'm like, this has been, I live 15 minutes down the road and I have never been on this campus ever. So that was like a really good experience because I know I'm from here, but when I first came to Vanderbilt, it was like, I had never seen it before. And I just fell in love, so.
And being from here, and then now you're going to be in your fifth season for the women's basketball program. How have you seen campus and just the area around campus change so much?
Dramatically, honestly. Starting with, like, off-campus stuff, there are a lot of people here now. Like, I remember when I was younger, the traffic was not like it is now. I feel like we're in Atlanta or something. But there are a lot of people here, but it's nice. And downtown is growing. It's beautiful. And then campus, getting new dorms, we're getting new buildings everywhere. So just kind of seeing it, like, from my freshman year to now, it just kind of looks like a completely new campus. And I'm excited because I know they're going to keep on building more and more things.
Especially by the time you're done with your fifth season, Vanderbilt Athletics is, Candace has really got a great plan in place. It's going to look very different by the end of your fifth season.
Exactly. It already looks different. I mean, we just got a new locker room and it's like a 20 times upgrade. So shout out to Candace for that because that is amazing what we have right now.
So let's talk a little bit more about you personally. Who has been your inspiration growing up?
That's a really good question. First, I have an inspiration that's like my inspiration, but then like my athletic inspiration. My mom is my inspiration for like all things that I do. Just from the kind of woman she is, that's kind of what I want to be. I know I play basketball, but obviously basketball isn't my entire life. So just the kind of person that I want to be, who I want people to see me as, it kind of like stems from who my mom is and like how she raised me to be. So she's my inspiration for all of that. And then as far as basketball goes, you know, I'm really a huge fan of LeBron James. I have wristbands on. I know people listening can't see that, but I wear these bands every day. And not just because of his talent like on the court, but just kind of the man like he is and who he stands for and like his family and like what he does for his community. Like, I feel like he's like a really great person for me to be looking up to as like an all around type of thing.
Absolutely. And people actually can see you right now on Twitter, oh, nice. Facebook, and YouTube. If you go to WNSR's nice. Social media, they can see you on there. So maybe they can see a little bit of the wristbands. But you've fought very hard to get to where you are, battling knee injury, and just you've gone through a lot. What has kept you motivated through going through all of that?
My family, honestly, and my teammates. Starting with my family, like I play basketball so that I can better myself and when I'm done, I can get a job that I want and I can, you know, do all the things I ever dreamed of. And, you know, basketball is kind of just like a pathway to doing that. So that's really my motivation. And then my teammates, they're everything for everything that I do. I fight so hard so that I could play with them, be on the court with them so that we can go through these things together. So even when like things are like really hard, and over these past 5 years it has been really hard at some points, they make it easier for me to, and I know they have my, I know I have they their full support no matter what I'm doing. So
you absolutely, calling Vanderbilt women's basketball games this past season, you could see how you're the heart and soul of that team, and you're being very humble right now. And if you're listening to her right now, you would have no idea that she had 129 steals last season, and you were the first men's or women's player to have 100 steals and 100 assists. So you're also a team player. You're trying to help out your teammates, letting them get some of the big stats as well. So you're being very humble right now.
Listen, I couldn't do any of those things without my teammates. So, you know, I credit them. I know I did a couple great things. I mean, it was all right. But, I mean, I couldn't do it without them. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And being from here, how important is it to you to give back to this community?
It's everything. I know we, as a team, we work a lot. We do a lot of community service and everything. But I'm specifically, I love doing community service when we get to work with younger kids, because I know that those kids look up to us in a way. Because when I was a kid and people would play basketball, would go to camps, I'm like, I love these women, like they're great, and I know that that really has an impact on them. So any chance that we get to go to, like for example, one of our partner schools at Vanderbilt is Jones Padilla, which just happens to be where I went to elementary school. So every time that we get to go there, I'm like, I was literally one of these kids a long time ago, seems like. But I love doing that. I know they look up to me. I know that, you know, like, oh, can we just get a picture? I'm like, of course you can get a picture. You want me to repost it? Of course I'll repost it. Like, of course. Like, I love that, because I was that kid. And being from Nashville, I want other kids, to, especially young girls, to be able to be in my shoes or better, you know?
And that's the whole point of this segment, to feature local athletes. And, well, it's great to have you. You've already made it to the college level, and you have succeeded at the college level. Hopefully get some other younger female athletes on this segment, just because it is really cool to hear just how, who they're looking up to, and then connect those people with, because it really is, you were just talking to Teresa in here, and yeah, it, we all have to look out for each other in this industry. And so it's really cool to see how everyone influences and helps out each other in this industry. So whenever you're going to back to that school, what's a memory that really stands out to you of getting to interact with one of those little girls?
Honestly, it's just everything. I mean, most of the time, they really don't even care about sports. Like, they could care less. They just care about your presence and the fact that you're older than them, and that you're in college and you're doing things that they're probably thinking about doing. But that's probably what I like most. Like, of course, if the young girls, they want to play sports, they want to play basketball, that's great. But most of them, they're just like, can you just play with me? I want to play tag. I'm like, let's play tag. Let's go play hide and seek or something. So, like, I feel like that's the best moments, because, again, basketball is just a small part. It's not our entire lives. So I think that's very important for all of us to like understand and like push that on the younger kids, because we're so much bigger than who we are just playing our sport.
Absolutely. And again, you're listening to Power Hour with Sammy Kincaid. Right now I'm sitting down with Jordan Cambridge. And if you want to call in, talk to myself or Jordan, you can call in the CURE hotline at 615-844-5600. Again, 615-844-5600. Jordan, point guard for Vandy women's basketball team. And she sounded very humble, as I was mentioning just a little bit ago, about her career at Vanderbilt. She's going into her fifth season now. And we were just kind of talking about how it's more than the game. Mm-hmm. How has Vanderbilt really set you up for that as well? They've set you up to have an incredible career basketball-wise at Vanderbilt, but how does it set you up for more than the game?
I think over my years, especially my undergrad, I was majoring in human and organizational development. And right now I'm in grad school for human development studies. And we really just talk about people and like how you make your organizations or whatever you're doing successful because of the people in your organization. And I feel like I can take that with me no matter what I'm doing. After next year, whatever I choose to do in my career, I'm going to be around people. I want to be around people because, you know, we need people, we need interaction and that kind of thing. So I feel like me being at Vanderbilt, I've learned so many skills so that I can learn how to deal with other people, even when you don't have like the same opinions as everyone, because we all think differently. We don't all have the same opinion. That would be boring if we all thought the same. But yeah, I think just being there and then being on the team, we get to meet so many different people. We get to make connections, and that's just preparing me for a life outside of basketball. Like, I meet people who have never touched a basketball before, who've never even played a sport, and I just get to have those kind of interactions, even with like students at Vanderbilt. I mean, doctors and lawyers and veterinarians and all kinds of stuff. So, like, this is, like, really cool for me because, again, basketball is going to stop one day. So it's going to be good for me to have those kind of connections with those different people.
And I'm sure even on the team just itself with your teammates and coaches, you all come from different backgrounds and can learn from each other.
For sure. I mean, we have people from all over the country. My roommate, Nellie, she's from Boston, Massachusetts. Never met anybody from Boston. And just us talking to each other.
You kind of even said it like Boston.
Exactly. I'm like, listen. So she'll like tell me something about like how she does things back at home. I'm like, that's so weird to me. Like, they don't even have a Waffle House. Like, when she first got here, we went to Waffle House her first day here. I'm like, how do you not have a Waffle House? Like, I thought everyone had Waffle House. I guess it's a Southern
thing. That's new to me, too.
Oh, my goodness.
How you not know about the All-Star?
Exactly.
That's where I used to go with my dad every single birthday.
I'm like, I love Waffle House. So I was like, you have to go there. And obviously, she loves it, because who wouldn't? So, yeah. But, like, yeah, just getting to meet new people and learn about their experiences, especially me being in somewhere my entire life, they're coming from all over the places. They're going hours and hours away from home. So their experience is just something that's completely new to me. So when everyone goes home, we're about to go on a break here in like the next week, everyone's going home, but I'm not going anywhere. So I know everyone's super excited. They get to see their families, but I'm just blessed that I get to see my family every day whenever I want. So
yeah, you just brought it up. How has summer been for you?
You know, it's a work in progress. You know, I've been trying to get back and make sure I'm really healthy for the season. Just kind of doing a whole lot of physical therapy and working with our trainers, our strength coach, trying to get stronger, make sure that I can have my best possible last season ever. So that's my goal right now. I think I'm doing pretty well right now as we're going into this break. And when we come back from break, I'm ready to hit the ground running.
And speaking of breaks, we're up against a break right now. So I just want to say thank you so much, Jordan, for joining me again. Jordan Cambridge from Vandy women's basketball team, and wish you all the best this fifth season. Can't wait to cover you some more this season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And again, you're listening to Power Hour with Sammy Kincaid every Saturday morning from 9 to 10, highlighting women in sports of all ages all across the country. We just get to be very lucky, fortunate today to have some locals come into the studio. So again, call in on the Cure Hotline at 615-844-5600. Again, 615-844-5600. And we'll be back after this.
One of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine prop bets from multiple games and now in multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, so you can only find them on FanDuel. Combine player props you love with your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. If you don't want to build your Same Game Parlay, check out their popular Same Game Parlay section where you can join the bets other users are jumping on. And if you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code GREGP to get your first bet risk-free. Up to $1,000. Make every moment more. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use promo code GREGP.
Use the promo code GREGP.
See, and from the Peanuts section, John Burton.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Ad paid for by Anthem Tax Services. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems and all collections and may even reduce your back taxes by up to 99%. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-297-0674 to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-297-0674. That's 800-297-0674. Again, 800-297-0674.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Finding the right person for the job isn't easy. Just ask someone who hired a stuntman.